The first scripture reading today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. It's referred to, "Remember me." "For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" The word of God for the people of God. Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen. The first gospel reading is from John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. And the commandment is, "Love one another." "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The second scripture reading is Luke chapter 22, verses 25 through 26. And the commandment is, "Serve one another." But he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. Amen."
Good Friday is a solemn Christian holy day commemorating the crucifixion of Jesus and his death and at Calvary. All the worldwide Christian siblings around the world observe Good Friday. Among the United Methodists, we commemorate Good Friday through various formats and settings of worship, such as Tenebrae service, also known as service of darkness, sharing the seven last words of Jesus, stations of the cross, reflections, meditations, prayers, singing of Christ's passion, and many more. Tonight, we are going to share Jesus' final three commandments through my homily as a part of my Lenten / Easter sermon series, The Message of Jesus, based on the book, The Message of Jesus, Words That Changed the World, written by Adam Hamilton. Then we will conclude tonight's Good Friday service with the reproaches Christ lament against his faithless church, led by Reverend Justin Borkobian and me. This liturgy with music response will be very meaningful, especially on Good Friday. Jesus' final three commandments are extremely important, for these were given during the Holy Week, his last week on this earth, especially while instituting the Holy Communion. Just as your last words to your own family or friends just before your departure from this earth should be tremendously crucial, our Lord Jesus' last words, especially his commands that require our faithful responses, must be extremely important and extra worthy to be cherished and implemented. Truly, these three commandments are indeed the highlight of Jesus' message for you and for me and for the whole world today and beyond. So, what are Jesus' final three commandments? Number one, love one another. Jesus commands his disciples in John chapter 13, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Throughout all the Gospels, Jesus keeps repeating and emphasizing his command of loving one another. Yes, love is the most important key word for our faith and for our Christian life. Most of all, and above all else, God is love. The Bible clearly proclaims in 1 John, whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. Yes, God is love. And Jesus is the embodiment of God's eternal, steadfast, inclusive, and unconditional love. Also in 1 John, we are also reminded ourselves of this commandment and application of love one another. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate a brother or a sister are liars. For those who do not love a brother or a sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Especially as we are worshiping our God who loves us amazingly on this Good Friday, one of the most significant words of Jesus would be, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Just as we always sing him, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. Yes, God loves you so much through Jesus' sacrificial love shown on the cross. Apostle Paul also emphasizes this love. God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. Therefore, my beloved friends in Christ, let us keep loving one another. Number two commandment, serve one another. Adam Hamilton states in his book, The Message of Jesus, quote, love is not a feeling, but a way of living and being, unquote. So true. Probably not just Adam Hamilton, but also so many other people around the world have said the same thing. Yes, love is practically and sincerely shown through our service of good work. Service, thus, love in actions. And Jesus' second final commandment is serve one another. Jesus boldly proclaims in the Gospel of Luke 22:26, the greatest among you must become like the youngest and the leader like one who serves. Moreover, Jesus also emphasizes the importance of serving one another in Matthew 20. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Number three commandment, remember me. Remember me is the third commandment of Jesus. Jesus urges us to remember him and his love whenever we share Holy Communion, and of course in every act of our life. However, this phrase, remember me, is also significant for us to ask Jesus to welcome us into the kingdom of heaven. I'm sure you remember the story of the two criminals. The criminal who asked Jesus to remember me signifies the ultimate display of a saving grace, demonstrating that salvation is received through faith alone, not works, even in one's final moment. His confession acknowledges Jesus as Lord, King, and Savior, highlighting the immediate availability of a paradise through repentance. According to some of the Christian traditions, this criminal is traditionally known as Saint Dismas, or penitent thief, or simply the good thief. Sounds interesting, right? Good thief. This guy is, a matter of fact, widely regarded in Christian tradition as one of the most fortunate or luckiest individuals in history. He is often cited as the supreme example of saving grace, having secured a place in paradise despite a lifetime of crime and only a final deathbed confession. Yes, remember me can be a powerful confession or a plea for mercy if it is practiced with true heart and genuine repentance. By the way, tonight, when we will share the reproaches that Christ laments against his faithless church, we will be responding with a hymn, Jesus, Remember Me, United Methodist Hymnal number 488. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And repeat, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. These words are direct quotation from Luke 23:42. And I hope and pray that when you join singing this song, may God's mercy and grace be upon you. The thing is, before his crucifixion on the cross, along with the two criminals, Jesus already had given his final and the third commandment of remember me. According to 1 Corinthians, Apostle Paul quotes what Jesus said when he was officiating the institution of Holy Communion. Verse 24, this is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then verse 25, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Yes, do this in remembrance of me, Jesus said. This phrase is very well known among Christians, and this is a solemn reminder of God's eternal love and amazing grace always. My sisters and brothers in Christ, simply, Jesus' final three commandments are all about God's love for you and for everyone. And it is truly a blessing to share these commandments of Jesus on Good Friday. Good Friday might be seen as a gloomy or depressing day because Jesus died on the cross. You might have this kind of impression or feeling about this darkest day too. However, if you consider all kinds of tragedies, fears, and darkness in your hearts and around the world as the negative symbol of another Good Friday, please take heart and be strong and be hopeful. Good Friday originated from God's Friday. So, through Good Friday and the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus, God transforms everything from death to life, from despair to hope, from fear to faith, from hate to love, and from uncertainty to assurance in the resurrected Christ. So, today is Friday, but Sunday is coming. Be glad, be joyful, and be grateful. Thanks be to God. Amen.